meeting to order, the Accommodation Tax Advisory Committee, and acknowledge that the press and public has been duly notified of the meeting in accordance with the FOA Act. Our first business is the approval of last month's minutes. Has everybody had a chance to take a look at them? All right, do I hear a motion?
A motion may be accepted.
All right, do we hear a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? All right, thank you. And citizens' comments? No citizens. So we'll move on to Debbie and the financial statements, please.
Okay, so I apologize, this meeting slipped up on me. I was out of the office last week, and so there were no financial statements in your packet. What I have distributed is the revenue schedule that shows receipts from the state. We received the September 18 quarter, which was 5% more than last year, so some significant growth there, $839,000.
Very good.
You'll also see right to the right of that a column that says correction for FY19 money sent to Charleston County in error. So that is the county receiving money from the state that they knew wasn't a county taxpayer, so they just, the state doesn't want it back because it messes up their bookkeeping, so the county just sends it directly to us.
So it's 839,690 plus the 6974?
That's correct. So the year-to-date number would be the total of the two. Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's interesting. Okay.
And then on the expenditure side, I'll just run down what we have spent. It's all pretty routine. There have been expenses associated with last 4th of July, approximately $2,000, and then $12,500 deposit made on next year's show, which is, again, kind of our habit to go ahead and make the deposit because it locks us into a little bit better price. And also the $10,000 sponsorship that the committee approved for the Turtle Trek and the Aquariums event. That was paid out. Then we had costs associated with the website of $3,420. The budget, the state ATAX budget, includes maintenance to the public safety building, 25% of the total, and some costs were expended towards HVAC repair there in both the police and the fire side. Also included in the budget were in-car cameras, 5 for the police department. Those were purchased for slightly under budget at $27,000. There was a budget item, I believe it was $10,000 budgeted for a thermal imaging camera, and one was purchased for $8,007. Then in the Public Works Department, we took delivery of a new Mack flatbed truck, which is used for yard debris. You know, you see them, the claw, and he puts it into the flatbed. So we got a new one of those and a new garbage packer. State ATAX funded 1/3 of the total of each of those. The flatbed amount from ATAX was $35,000. And the packer amount from state ATAX was about $51,000.
Please. Cookie.
Thank you.
And then also, the budget includes 25% of the cost to replace the underground storage tanks at the public works site. So these are the diesel and unleaded tanks that all city employees that drive city vehicles receive their fuel from, and we get a pretty significant discount in the fuel cost than if we bought it commercially. And it's always available to us in case of an emergency, and those pumps perhaps might not have fuel, we would always have that backup. That's the reasoning behind it. Okay, and then the rest of the expenses are associated with the front beach restrooms. Just the general maintenance of those, utilities, the cleaning, the paper supplies, expenses for beach cleanup, which is a monthly expense, and also purchased 5 replacement parking meter kiosks for the street at Front Beach, and that totaled approximately $57,000. So all these expenses are within budget, and when we meet next time, I'll have the Excel spreadsheet y'all are used to seeing.
Okay. Thank you. Any questions or comments? We'll move on to old business. I'm not aware of any old business. And we'll go on to new business. We have 2 sponsorship requests today. Charleston Food and Wine, and I think we have Jillian here to present that with her, some of her staff. So if you'd like to come up. Do we need to get a microphone for her?
I don't think so.
Does this one work?
I can project as long as you don't need it for the minutes.
I do need it for the minutes.
Let me turn that one.
Let's see. Isn't there a microphone right there? Spare. That's great.
Here's your mind if I...
That's fine.
Be comfortable.
All right. I just don't pretend this is the podium. thank you all. My name is Jillian Zettler. I'm the executive director for the Wine and Food Festival. I see familiar faces from the last time I was here to make the request, and you have all been so gracious the past couple of years to continue your support of the festival. I'm really, really pleased to be able to report that last year, the festival's economic impact on the greater Charleston area went from $9.3 million in 2017 to over $15 million last year. We had a significant jump in attendance, and we're thrilled to be able to once again host a dinner out at Côte del Pêche here on Isle Palms. And I think one of the significant differences between last year and this year that I'm also really pleased to report is that that we are finalizing arrangements to be able to work with both Wild Dunes and Wyndham Vacation Rentals has become a great partner. So we're actually being able to use properties here out on IOP for folks to be able to stay, talent and folks that are staying for the festival out here. And we've seen quite a surge in folks who are interested in bringing their families for the festival, and they may participate in a few events during the weekend, but actually are also enjoying the time on the island and turning it into a full vacation. The festival itself runs from Wednesday and through Sunday, March 6th through 10th. And the other interesting point that we saw on our survey data this year, which is done through the College of Charleston's Tourism and Department of Tourism Analysis, is that our stay actually went from just over an average of just over 3 nights to just over 5 nights last year. So people are coming earlier and they're staying later. So once again, we'll have just over 120 events that take place over those 5 days, and a 50-50 split is what we saw once again last year of out-of-town versus local visitors. Out-of-towners being defined as more than 50 miles away from Charleston, and ticket sales have been fantastic. So we really, really appreciate this money. We feel like we're great stewards of it, as using it as restricted marketing dollars and opportunities to really be able to shine a light on this beautiful place and space that we call home. So I'm happy to open the floor to any questions that you may have, and certainly happy to give additional feedback.
We go every year. It's a fabulous event. Very much. Any questions or comments? Thank you, Jillian.
You're so
appreciate
welcome.
It. All right, very good. Do we have any comments or questions, or do we have a motion?
I move to accept.
Second?
Second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Very good.
Thank you all.
Thank you very much. Okay, next up we have Dewey Calder with the 2019 Family Circle Junior Tennis Championship.
Thank you. Jimmy?
It goes up.
There you go.
On? Can you hear me? Perfect. First of all, Dewey called, Lieutenant Director of Family Circle, and I do want to thank you guys for your support in the past. We've got a really good relationship with Wild Dunes year-round, where we do a lot of events over there, and then they do events at our facility where we kind of reciprocate back and forth. So thanks for what y'all have done in the past. This year, our event, I did put on the form the 16th, but the people will start to come in on the 15th, which is that Friday, February 15th. And typically they stay Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We kind of say 2.5 nights, but we'll be playing this year at LTP, Live to Play, Mount Pleasant, Family Circle Tennis Center, the Daniel Island Club, and of course at Wild Dunes, where we have a lot of them that play over there as well. A lot of the people from our surveys, they like to stay on Wild Dunes and hang out there a lot. They just enjoy that. Some of them, they do vacation back and forth throughout the year. So we do see people that actually will come back to the tennis center that we know have been to this tournament. It's a Southern Level 3 tournament for 18 and under juniors. And they typically bring parents, you know, and coaches to the event. You know, they're frequenting the restaurants and staying in the, the hotels and what they do, as I said, at Wild Dunes. They're playing, it's a qualifier for bigger tournaments throughout the nation. We do have people from all over the country that come. We've marketed 75% out-of-towners, and really the 25% that we say are in town are really in town, not just Isle of Palms. That I think it put that on the application as 25%, you know, the low country, so it could be from anywhere around the low country. But it's a great event. We do have officials that come in, so each site has the required number of officials that we need at that site to, you know, facilitate the event that a lot of times, you know, does run later because of matches. And it's just, it's a fun event, and we've had great support in the past. It will fill up every year. We do have a waiting list for people that want to get in, that can't get in just because they're not ranked where they need to be to get into the tournament. But, you know, a lot of times we do go to that waiting list. So it every year it fills up and people love to come back. They just love to come to the Low Country. But anyway, thanks again for all your support in the past. And any questions?
All right. Well, thank you, Dewey.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate it.
I do need to head back, if that's okay.
Yeah, sure.
Perfect.
No problem. Do we hear a motion?
A motion and be accepted.
Okay.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you very much.
Thanks, everyone. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you. You too. You too. All right. I guess the next order of business is our next meeting.
It should be in January.
January.
To let the, you know, just for next year.
Okay. Let's see. Let me get the calendar out here. January 9th is the second Wednesday. Does that work, Debbie, for you and
good
city?
January
9th. Okay.
Stay with 11.
11 o'clock, all right with everyone? Mm-hmm. All right, we'll stay at 11 o'clock. Sounds good. All right. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
I so move.
I second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Very good. Shortest meetings ever here. We're quick and to the point. Thank you, Jillian. Appreciate it. She's doing great. She's doing real well. I know. I know you've been busy.
Yeah, my daughter just turned 3 in early October.
Oh, wow.
That's amazing. Kind enough to let us soak in their pool on 4th of July.
There it is.
We're super
not
spoiled
today.